gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Tippi Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
Talkin' Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talkin' Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Here to answer your training questions, your behavior questions about your pets, at 818-818-6401. That's 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. So, pick up the phone and give us a call, 818-818-6401. The show is brought to you in part by Vitacraft. There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. And voted the best cat treat by People Magazine, Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy terrine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats will fall in love with. It's free of artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives. You can find it at Vitacraft.us. You can find it in pet stores. And you can also find it at Walmart.com. But once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm your host, John Patch.
Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Michael Hammerberg.
So pick up the phone, give us a call, and let's talk about your pets.
Love me tender, love me sweet. Never let me go. You have made my life complete, and I love you so. Love me tender, love me true, all my dreams fulfill. For my darling, I love you. And I always will love me.
Wendy Lyon Sunshine is an award-winning writer and journalist who co-authored The Connected Child, Bring Hope and Healing to Your Adoptive Family, a bestseller that has been translated into multiple languages, and Raising the Challenging Child, How to Minimize Meltdowns, Reduce Conflict, and Increase Cooperation. She blogs about animal welfare and the human-dog bond for Physiology and Psychology Today.com and has contributed to the New York Times, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, Fort Worth Weekly, and many other publications. She has trained in the LEGS, that's L-E-G-S, Applied Ethology Model of Family Dog Mediation, and assisted in local realms as well. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and I want to welcome on to the program the author of Tender Paws, Wendy Lyons Sunshine. Hey, Wendy, how you doing?
I'm doing great, John. How are you today?
Doing wonderful. It's great to have you on the show with us. And so what part of the country are you in?
I'm in Florida, so we may be getting a little rain here shortly.
Actually, yeah. Where in Florida are you? You're in Sarasota, I think, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Ah, you're right down the block from me, basically. I'm in Tampa.
Oh, no kidding. Well, yeah. We'll cross our fingers, huh?
Yeah, we're going to have to because I'm not sure what we're going to get, but the way Mother Nature's been lately, time will tell. So, I want to introduce you to Jasmine here in the studio.
Hi, Wendy.
And Mike is in the studio with us. He's training today, so I'm playing producer and host today, and Mike's learning. Say hi, Mike.
Hey, Wendy. How you doing?
Hello, all.
And, of course, all of America tuned in right now. If you've got a question for Wendy during the interview, you can give us a call at 818-818-6401. Don't forget you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, and you'll see us on there. We have a new camera, so it actually picks up movement, which is interesting. Now it's focused on Jasmine.
Because I'm a fidgeter, it just keeps zooming in on me.
Yes, you every time you move, it just jumps, and I'm okay with that. That's fine. I'm over here in the producer's chair. But I want to find out, actually, Wendy Lion Sunshine, the book, Tender Paws, How Science-Based Parenting Can Transform Our Relationship with Dogs. Now, the typical question is, one, how long did it take you to write this book? And two, where can people find it?
Well, it took years to write this book, actually. And it is, I'm thrilled to share that it's available at all your favorite retailers, everything from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, to local bookstores, and on Audible and Recorded Books. Lots of ways to get it. But yeah, it was a long journey, years and years, to get to writing this and putting it together. Well, I love that you played Love Me Tender in the opening, I must tell you.
Oh, you're welcome. And that's not the only one that'll be coming on, so stay tuned for that. We do our homework, and we tried to find whatever we can with Tender in it. So so that one was joined on with Elvis, of course, and who doesn't like Elvis? So I got to ask you, there's a quote that you had stated. Try to work one-on-one, pace it, and make it part of everyday life. Now, he said during a recent interview, puppies are like kids. Kids are learning all of the time as they're growing up. Parents rarely sit them down and say, okay, now you're going to learn to be a little human. So, you compare training of kids to the training of dogs, correct?
Right, and using the word training is part of the interesting question, because it's teaching and it's about learning, and actually you know, kids are learning all the time even when we don't think we're teaching. And the same with puppies and dogs. They are picking up cues, they're watching our behavior, they're putting two and two together, really. You know, if they realize that a good snack is coming at a certain time of day, they're going to realize that pretty darn quick, you know.
Yep.
Yeah, and you know,
like me, actually.
Well, hey, if it involves food, I totally understand what you're talking about. But I got to ask you, though, I mean, a lot of people, when they're training their dogs or they bring a dog into the household, automatically people think, some people, they'll adopt a dog from a shelter or hopefully a rescue or a shelter, wherever they get the dog from, they bring it home. And some people think, oh, it's a puppy. Let the puppy do what it wants to do and run around the house and get into havoc and destruction. But that's not the best way to actually bring a puppy home, correct?
Right. That's actually maybe not as helpful to the puppy either. It's right. Not so helpful to your house, and it's not so helpful to the puppy. Because we all do better when we understand what's expected of us. And, you know, for a little puppy, even just being given a special space for themselves where they can be puppies, and they're not stumbling around getting into trouble where we're yelling at them all the time, that's a lot happier. So we want to set them up for positive, you know, interactions. And that might mean having a puppy gate or having a little pen in that house. It could mean having a really soft place to land with fun chew toys and tug toys. So when mama needs a rest and papa needs a rest, the dog has, you know, a place to be a puppy and rest and play, you know, with whatever's appropriate. We want to set up win-win situations. Plus we want the puppy to start to learn the expectations. For example, if your puppy is going to grow into a 90-pound dog, you may not really find it so cute when they grow up to have them leaping on you and pawing at you. So you want to think ahead and give them practice, what we call, you know, four on the floor, four paws on the floor, and that's when the good stuff happens.
So a lot of kids will learn in a household, a child, you know, new things by touching a hot stove, Lord forbid, or whatever it may involve in a house. When we come back out of the break, I want to ask you about that. Do you believe that dogs should actually kind of go through that premise and learn that way? Or do you want to kind of nip it in the bud before it actually happens? So that's actually one of my questions. When we come back out of this break, I want to actually ask you about that and what you think. But we're going to take a little break. We're speaking, of course, with Wendy Lyons Sunshine. She is the author of Tender Paws, How Science-Based Parenting Can Transform Our Relationship with Dogs. If you want to call right now at 818-818-6401, you'll speak with Sydney, and we're going to send you out a complimentary copy of Tender Paws. Call right now, number three caller, the book is yours. 818-818-6401. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
Michael Hambrick.
And this is Talkin' Pets.
For my darling, I love you, and I always will. Love me.
Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal treat or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-745-9090. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Are you ready to make a difference for the environment while helping the visually impaired at the same time? Then donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind today by calling 800-785-9618. Every donated vehicle will either be properly recycled in an eco-friendly manner or given a new life through reuse. Donating your vehicle is easy. Simply call 1-800-785-9618 and Heritage for the Blind will do the rest. They'll even arrange for your vehicle to be picked up at no cost to you. And for a limited time, when you donate your car, you'll receive a $200 restaurant voucher and a two-night, three-day hotel stay at one of 50 locations. Call 800-785-9618 right now to schedule your tax-deductible vehicle donation and make a positive impact on the environment while helping others. Heritage for the Blind, where every car donation counts and every person makes a difference. Call 1-800-785-9618 now.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm your host, John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
Michael Hambrick.
And we're speaking with the author of Tender Paws. Her name is Wendy Lyons Sunshine. And so, Wendy, I was asking about in terms of, like, when you're training, like, kind of kids, basically, when they're growing up, don't touch this, don't do that, and so on and so forth. Is it kind of like the same method when you're dealing with a dog in the house?
Right. Well, with kids, you want to set them up for success. So, you know, when they're really little, you try to make sure they aren't even exposed to some things, like you might plug up the, you know, the outlets, and you make sure they can't get to the stove when they're too little to know how to handle it safely. And you do kind of say, right? That's not the right spot. Or come this way. You know, this is where we walk together, and you show them, and you lead them together in a nurturing and flexible, gentle way, but you're clear on what you expect. And the same can be said with puppies. Absolutely.
So would that be the same premise when you're talking about puppies versus when you're talking about also older dogs?
Yeah, it's really interesting because, of course, puppies being developmentally younger, they'll have special needs and particular extra care taken with them physically. They're not even fully, strong, and their coordination isn't mature and all those things, and that's the same with kids. But even dogs that grow, you know, that are grown, we can take very much the same approach with them because dogs and people have a very interesting relationship. There's a lot of research that shows dogs, to become domesticated, they essentially retained a lot of puppy-like qualities. In other words, for example, dogs, when they're mature, they'll still play and they'll play with people. But a mature wolf, as I understand, will not play in the same way. So dogs, that whole domestication process keeps them more like a puppy, more like a toddler, of course, as they get older. And we can approach them with that same kind of combination of kindness and firmness that brings them along so that they can integrate into our lives and households in a comfortable manner. It can be relaxed and fluid, but even an older dog that's a rescue dog, for example, now, they may have some background that you don't know about, and they're really maybe uncertain about their new environment, as they might be if we were plunked down in a brand new place where we don't speak the language and everything's, you know, all new. We would need a period of adjustment. And so we want to be understanding and help give them life skills and support so that they can be their best. One of the ways we do that is helping them feel safe. So you talked about the stove before, which is an interesting example. Do you just let the kid walk up and touch the stove, or do you try to give them information ahead of time and try to be sure they're safe so that they feel comfortable, they trust you, and they don't, you're not leaving them saying, well, good luck, I'll leave you in the kitchen, and, best wishes, and call me if you're in the hospital. I mean, we don't do that.
No. So anytime that you're working with dogs and you're training and so on and so forth, basically you want to have patience, correct? And towards the whatever therapeutic concepts that you might be using?
Absolutely. That is the foundation. And, of course, it can be challenging, right? Parents can get frustrated, too. But we want to bring our best self to the project as much as we possibly can. And you're right. Patience is number one.
Good. And again, if somebody wants to win a copy of the book, we have a complimentary copy for the third caller that calls in right now. It is called Tender Paws with Wendy Lyons Sunshine, How Science-Based Parenting Can Transform Our Relationship with Dogs. And the book is yours. Just call right now, 818-818-6401. Vanna White, Jasmine Johnson is actually holding the book up right now to the camera. And it's a cute book, and I like the puppy on it.
It's so cute.
Is that your dog, or is it just like a stock photo?
Well, I believe it's a stock photo, but everybody at the publishing company and myself, we just all fell in love with that dog. I mean, come on, how can you resist that little
it's
cutie?
It's perfect.
I mean, I love the way the head is just cocked, to the one side, like, huh? You talking to me?
And like, you want me to do what?
Yes. I want to ask you, what is in the book you talk about attachment theory?
Right. Attachment theory is a way to understand an incredible biological truth in that we are all designed to have social relationships and are very... biology and our neurochemistry is set up to do that. And it draws us to each other. It draws a parent to a child. Usually it's the mother to the infant, starting there. But we have attachment relationships throughout our lives, with a partner, with friends. But that very first one, where the parent is, raising the child, it's just essential. And it helps set the little one up for, all kinds of positive things going forward. It's not just a nice to have. It's actually essential to help build what's called emotional regulation, self-regulation. In other words, so that you can be well balanced and you can, kind of bounce back from adversity. And that can trace back to that attachment. So you want secure attachment as the ideal kind, and that's where you feel like you're safe with this other person. You have somebody to run back to when you're feeling uncertain or scared. You can go get comfort from them. And that's the ideal kind. Otherwise, you can end up with what's called insecure attachment, where you may be very anxious, the child be very anxious or very fearful.
Wendy, hold on to that thought, because we got to take a break. We'll come right back with Wendy.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free gift. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
There's no better way to bond with your cats than with a special treat. Lick and Lap by Vitacraft is a healthy 5-pack saucy taurine snack full of a creamy paste that your cats are going to love. Free from artificial colors, flavors, and preservatives, It's the perfect snack between meals. Lick and Lap is available at Walmart, your local pet stores, and, of course, on their website at vitacraft.us.
I lost about 20 pounds in 30 days, and you can too, by adding a few simple secrets to your diet, and then watch the weight melt off. I found a unique product that helped me and can help you lose weight as well. And all you need to do to learn more is to text a number we're about to give you. Again, if you want to learn some new secrets to lose weight and keep it off, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text FAT100 to 866-313-2215. And we'll send a link to your smartphone with more details about the product and how you can order. Okay, so if you're ready to lose 20 pounds in 30 days, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text the keyword FAT100, 866-313-2215. 866-313-2215.
In this installment, John gives another listener advice on how to handle those tough kitty litter troubles.
Out to Helena, Montana, and Evelyn. Hey, Evelyn. Thank you, darling.
When I'm frantic about this crazy little critter, I brought him in from the alley and got him fixed and cleaned up and gave him a brand new haircut and everything because he was in a horrible state of affairs. They dumped him. Somebody left him, you know.
It's not a possum, is it?
Oh, no possum. It's my kitty cat.
Oh, okay.
He's just a boy cat, and he's so sweet. And he's a paladoxin, what do you call it, what, the six toes?
Mm-hmm.
But we call them special.
Yeah, he is. He's so lovable. God love him. I don't see how anybody could throw him away there like they did. Anyway, I've had him a year now. Last winter, he was wonderful. He'd poo and pee in the poo pans, you know. All of a sudden, here it is. We're freezing our tutus off.
Your tutus.
Trying to be nice. But honestly, God, it's so cold and the snow is piling up, you know, and he insists on peeing and pooing out in that no, pardon my French, that snow. And he won't use the poop pen. Now, what is wrong with him? I'm frantic. I don't know what to do. I don't have to put him out every cotton pick in 20 minutes, you know?
One of the things, though, too, Evelyn, if he's used to going outside, which he's an outdoor cat.
He was when he was deserted.
So he's used to that out there going outside.
I know, but to use the poop pen's wonderful all last winter. And now all of a sudden he walks past it and wants outside. It makes me furious.
It's like you're going to have to retrain him again to be an indoor cat. And then once you get him trained to be an indoor cat again, you have to keep him as an indoor cat and not kind of renege and say, oh, poor kitty, and let him out again.
He yells, you know, meow, meow.
He's a very demanding cat, isn't
he? Yes, he is. He's a little stinker. You come back with a woo. And everybody said, hey, Ev, that cat had been dead years ago if it had been in my house. I said, I can't do that. I brought that life home from the, you know, the animal shelter.
One of the things I want to state, too, is if a cat stops using the
litter box, it's the poo pen.
The poo pen. That's the new
poo pen.
But one of the things you want to do is make sure you keep the cat in the area of its litter box. And then as you see that the cat is starting to use the litter box again, then you can gradually let it have room at the house again. But what a lot of people do is they say, oh, my cat's pooing all over the house or peeing all over the house. And then they still let them run all over the house. You know, so if you don't have the cat restricted to the poo pen area, then you're going to have problems.
That really is some pretty good advice from John and professional trainer Maria Prias. But I got to be honest with you guys. Training calls like that make for a great Talking Pets show. But if you really want to be on one of the, you know, super cool Talking Pet Rewind installments, hey, just call up and say,
poop pen. The poop pen. He used the poop pen. Wonderful.
It's the poop pen.
The poop pen. That's the new
poop pen.
To the poop pen area.
A few too many times.
And you're listening to Talkin' Pets. We're speaking with Wendy Lyon Sunshine. She's the author of Tender Paws. We welcome your calls and questions if you have one at 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. So pick up the phone and give us a call. Also, if you'd like to get a complimentary copy of the book, you can do so by calling that number, speaking with Sydney, 818-818-6401, and a copy of the book is yours. Once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets, and we are speaking with Wendy Lyons Sunshine. The book is called Tender Paws. You can find it in bookstores. You can find it online. But I want to ask you, Wendy, in regards to, you kind of made a statement in the book, why love alone isn't always enough.
Yes. you know, it's that question about which comes first, the chicken or the egg, which is more important, the way we're born or what we're taught and, you know, helped to be. That's the nature versus nurture question. And you can ask that question about kids, and you can ask that question about dogs. And so when I say love isn't always enough, that means we might want to shower a little one, canine, human, with love and affection and give them every opportunity and invite them to live in our homes. But there might be reasons that they really struggle to do so. And that individual is going to be who they are because that's who they are. They have a range of possibility, and we want to help them bring out the best. But sometimes, it's not always a good fit. And with children, that's really hard. If they grow up in a family, let's say they're really athletic and the rest of the family isn't interested in athletics, or vice versa. And you could think of an analogy with puppies and dogs. I know of one dog was taken home from the shelter and quickly returned because this family found this dog was just absolutely too much energy and too destructive and couldn't couldn't work with it. It wasn't right for them. And yet within a few weeks, another family came and adopted that very same dog, was thrilled that this was a high energy dog, worked with it, trained it, spent a lot of time interacting with it, and soon they were winning dog triathlete ribbons together, right? So, you know, from the first family's perspective, who returned the dog, you know, their way they could offer love, just it still didn't make it a great match. So we also want to be mindful and respectful of who the individual dog is and what kind of talents and needs they each have. Breeds can be quite different, as I'm sure we all know. But sometimes in our eagerness and the outpouring of love we have, it can be hard, you know, hard to remember that sometimes.
You know,
does that answer your...
Yeah, I wanted to ask you another question based on what you said about the breeds, because some people think that because you're going to go get a Cocker Spaniel, or you're going to go get a Dalmatian, or you're going to get a Poodle, that they're all alike, they're all the same, but they're not. Even though it's the same breed, personalities are different, correct?
Right. You have these quite dramatic differences in needs. And sometimes people are shocked. For example, standard Poodles, full-size Poodles, we're used to seeing them show dogs sometimes, but they're actually great athletes and have a high need to use their mind. And they're not just little stuffed dolls. And that can be surprising to someone who's brought one home and expecting one kind of behavior and getting something different. But you raise a great question. There are breed groups. And when you think about the origins of the different breeds, how they came to have the skills they have, those skills were developed for very particular purposes. You have, for example, herding dogs. I mean, they had to be high energy. They had to really pay attention to their handler because they needed to follow the cues to do the herding. And, of course, they need to be very good at not killing the sheep, but nipping at them and sort of corralling them and doing this very consistently day after day. So imagine you get a dog of this type home with you, and you wonder, why is this thing biting my ankles all the time? Why is it nipping after the kids? Well, it's using its superpower. No, we bred them for that. So
exactly,
each breed has its own special, you know, gifts that they can bring us. But we want to be sure they're a good match as much as possible before we invite them home.
And I like the statement that you said, just because one dog may be wrong for one person, that it could be right for another.
That's the beautiful thing about this, isn't it? It's just, as many different kinds of families there are and many different kinds of dogs there are, you're going to find one person values a lap dog, another person values a high-energy dog, one person loves to... I mean, I have friends who love... For their 100-plus pound pit bull mixes to just jump all over them, you know, lay on top of them, sleep with them, everything. This they love this. And to me, that would be a nightmare.
Like, right. I totally agree.
It's kind of like to the fact that I got my time, you got your time, and I need my time alone, they need their time alone, so... No stomping right now. I've got three rescue cats, and it's kind of the same thing. Like, they tend to sometimes pick out the time that I don't want to cuddle or, you know, jump around, but they want to. So how do you end up teaching a dog to say, no, this is my quiet time. This is my time that I want to be alone, and that dog just seems to want to play constantly.
Right. Well, you know, it's a lot easier... to invite them to relax and have them willingly relax if their needs have been met in terms of what we call enrichment. And basically that's movement and exercise and, you know, engaging with the world. So, you know, there's a really fun way to give enrichment to, especially to a high energy like puppy or young dog. There are some trainers who are using full-size stuffed plush toys, like standing dogs that are about the size of the dog, you know, in question. And what'll happen is it's like a play buddy, like a pretend playmate. And so they can pounce on that dog, they can chew it, they can fling it around, and get out some of that, you know, high energy. This is of course for younger dogs and adolescent dogs. And that's a way to take the edge off, right? So, you know, a dog's had a good walk and had fun games, and they've been able to get that movement that they crave. And then, of course, you're going to have much more cooperation. And, I mean, maybe it sounds unbelievable, but, of course, if you cooperate with them, they're more likely to cooperate with you.
True.
It's just, and that's one of the magic parts, I think, of the relationship that we can have with dogs. I've had cats, too, and I'll say they tend to run the show a little more.
Yeah, to a degree. Not my cats, at least not with me anyway, but, you know, I keep them
John,
under...
I think you have one showrunner.
Oh,
she's
well,
sitting right behind you.
Yeah, she's in the chair right now. She is a little diva, there's no doubt about that, but I let him get away with that. But hey, I want to thank you, Wendy. Thanks so much for coming on the show with us. Wendy Lyons, Sunshine. The book is called Tender Paws. You can find it in bookstores. You can find it online. And thank you so much for joining us here onto the program. And I look forward to talking with you again.
Thanks, Wendy.
Thanks so much, John, and everyone. I appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you.
You
too.
That's Wendy Lyons, Sunshine. The book is called Tender Paws, How Science-Based Parenting Can Transform Our Relationship with Dogs. Don't forget, we have a book for you if you want to call and get it. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. When we come back, we had a story from Jasmine the dog trainer.
continues to be a significant public health issue, especially in Africa. In 2022, the World Health Organization estimated 608,000 malaria-related deaths, with 95% of those being traced back to the African region. Working with the Society of Family Health Rwanda and the Rwanda Ministry of Health, SC Johnson, makers of RAID, are bringing health posts that diagnose, treat, and prevent malaria to the most remote areas of Rwanda. Known as Closer to Care, this initiative has led to 76 health posts in the region and brought healthcare to over 1 million people. Since their introduction, Rwandans' average walk time to receive care reduced from 3 hours to 30 minutes, and Rwanda has seen mortality rates decrease 89%. For more than 60 years, SC Johnson has been demonstrating its leadership in insect science research, and for the last decade has specifically focused on preventing mosquito-borne disease with prevention tools that maximize social impact and help strengthen communities. Support the fight against malaria by sharing Closer to Care's mission and amplifying the importance of healthcare access for those who need it most. Sponsored by SC Johnson, makers of RAID.
Do your dogs go nuts when they hear fireworks or during a bad thunderstorm? It's not their fault. They have sensitive ears. You love your dog, and so do we. That's why we developed a perfect solution for your loved pets by eliminating the harmful noise. It's called Doggy Hush, a unique waterproof set of headphones that go over your dog's ears. They're so comfortable, your dog won't even know they're wearing them. And when this happens, your dog will feel and stay safe and stress-free. Go to DoggyHush.com. Enter the promo code we're about to give you for a free special gift. Again, buy Doggy Hush for your dog today and protect your dog's ears from fireworks, thunderstorms, and a lot more harmful noises. Go to DoggyHush.com and enter this promo code. Radio 4. Radio and the number 4. Go to DoggyHush.com right now and enter the promo code Radio 4. Again, that's promo code Radio 4.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike Horn, and let me introduce you to a great online supplement store. It's called GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com. GetTheTea.com is always passing on deals to their customers because no one should take your health for granted. For the month of July, they've slashed their prices on their Moringa Vision Bundle and their Max Cleanse Bundle. Always check out their front page for the latest sales at GetTheTea.com. Along with their wonderful cleansing teas, they have a great assortment of unique supplement formulations that you'll not find at any store. They carry glucose support, digestive, cardiovascular, weight, and immune support supplements. So what are you waiting for? Go to GetTheTea.com and don't forget to enter the code MikeT, M-I-K-E-T-E-A, for free shipping. GetTheTea.com, MikeT. GetTheTea.com, MikeT.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Last Sunday, the Tybee Island Police Department issued a public notice explaining circumstances surrounding the death of a family's dog on July 27th. According to the department, a man called 911 asked for help for his family's dog, who was suffering a medical emergency after being left inside a parked car. The police offered an explanation for their public statement. We are aware of a Facebook post circulating amongst local travel groups about an incident that resulted in the death of a dog yesterday afternoon. Many of you are understandably heartbroken, while others have expressed outrage and disgust over the owners not being arrested. While we can confirm that a dog did unfortunately die, the original Facebook post suffers from a complete lack of context. The department explained what happened to the dog in writing. During the course of the investigation, Tybee Island police officers learned that earlier that day, two children had walked out of their vacation rental to get personal belongings from a car parked in the driveway. Unbeknownst to the kids, the family's small dog had followed them outside and jumped into the vehicle before they closed the door. As they walked away, the dog was unfortunately trapped within. When the family realized that the dog was missing, they began searching, ultimately finding their pet in the car in the midst of a medical crisis. Tragically, the dog could not be saved. The department said, "Our hearts remain with the family and who may have been affected as they attempt to move forward from this incident." Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
911 911 Help's on the way. Help is on the way. If I need help, I know what to do. I can call the police, fire, and ambulance too. I feel safe, I know what to do. Dial 911. 911, 911, help's on the way, help's on the way. If I need help, I know what to do. I can call the police, fire, an ambulance too. I feel safe, I know what to do. Dial 911.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
Michael Hambrick.
Pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. That's the number, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call. If you got a question, Jasmine, the dog trainer's in the house. And by the way, I still have another book to give away. And if you want to go with Tender Paws by Windy Lion Sunshine, give us a call at 818-818-6401. Congratulations to Jackie out there in Spokane, Washington. You're getting a copy of the book. So
yay.
Stay tuned for that.
Congrats.
So enjoy the book. And like I said, we have another one to give away if somebody wants to call. 818-818-6401. So Jasmine, it's funny because like so many times, like with the new camera on our Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio, it'll go in and out on different things and stuff like that. And then all of a sudden, it'll go over to the chair behind me, which is normally where you're at, and I'm normally in your chair, and usually, and Michael's training today, so I'm over here kind of training him because everybody either has COVID or something going on today. So it's crazy time. But it'll go right to the camera of my little diva cat, Shadow.
You know,
and what is she doing back there?
Cleaning herself.
Exactly.
You know what I was thinking? She probably feels like she won tonight because, you know, she's always trying to steal the chair from me when I come, and now she's sitting there all this time. She's like, oh, yeah, they finally got it. This is my chair.
I can guarantee you that that's it. You know, it happens with everybody that comes in, every co-host that comes in for the show, and there's like 15 different veterinarians and trainers that come in, and Shadow, my cat, will sit in this chair, and she will not budge. And I found the easiest way to get her out of there without having a tassel would be to put your butt down first. and then she'll
jump. Oh, no,
she
smacked me on the butt. Claws out when I tried to do that, John.
Well, it depends on how much cushion you have. So
she's over there giving. She's over there giving the stink eye now.
Yep. No, it's like she's very much like.
Well, but you know, on a daily basis, that is her chair. That's where she hangs out.
Yeah.
Because when you're in here working, she wants to be in here with you. So she's either in the window seat or right there, staring at you.
And the window seats are not all down because of the fact that we're doing the show. Yeah. So. Yeah, but she just wants to feel like this is my territory.
She's the queen.
Yes, I reign, and you all bow down to me.
Why are you looking at me like that, Shadow?
Is she like staring you down?
She was.
I love her, though.
She knows we're talking about her.
She's a handful, but you know, I mean, and I find that a lot of people that live their lives with black cats tend to have a very dominant cat when it's a black cat. More so than other ones. I mean, and kind of like Wendy was saying, cats can be like stubborn and territorial and everything, which they can be. But mine are all pretty cool. I can't really say anything bad about them. But Shadow, though, she's more
demanding.
Yeah, but it's, I think mainly because I'm hers and she doesn't want anybody else to be part of it. And if you make a... She's kind of like a dog sometimes that is very like tuned into their pet parent. She's like that. If anybody were to like hurt me, she will attack you. And I know that for a fact because it has happened.
Well, nobody hurt you. She thought that they might.
Right. 100%. Yeah. My poor friend out of Houston, Martin, was mauled to death almost by her when.
To death, John.
She didn't know who he was. I mean, it was like, I felt so bad. I mean, I've never seen her act that way, but I couldn't like. Chastise her for it because she didn't know who he was. He kind of came in the house,
surprised her,
yeah, and never saw him before, and she thought, who is this person? I'm just going to take him out.
Yeah. You have a guard kitty.
I do. She's my buddy, though.
Yeah, she's a good cat.
She reminds me of my cat Rainy that passed years ago, and she follows me everywhere. She's like my little dog.
She's your Santa.
Yep, she does everything. She's my kid. So, hey, the end of this hour, but don't forget, stay tuned for more. This is Talkin' Pets. Spay and neuter your pets. Help control the pet population. If you're looking to adopt a pet, please go to your local shelter or rescue and get one there. Once again, I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
Michael Hambrick.
Don't forget, you can watch us on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. And join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. This is Talkin' Pets.
The views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience uses information to consult with their existing pet specialist.